Welcome back in the zone, live from Oakland Park. The Arkansas Derby draw is underway. Divine Ambition will come out of the three hole at 20-1. Texas Bling, 20-1 odds as well out of the seven hole. Falling Sky from the four spot at 10-1. And we just had Carve announced too, Jeff, and I didn't catch the post position there.
Number one.
Yeah, he drew the rail. Perfect for him. He's not going to get in any hurry early, so he'll be in the back.
All right.
10-1, I believe, was that morning line price.
Number two.
Okay. Frank Mirmati at the podium.
Number two
with the announcement.
Is War Academy. War Academy is owned by Michael Tabor, John Magnier, and Derek Smith. War Academy is trained by Bob Baffert, will be written by Mike Smith. I was looking to make sure. 2-1.
2-1 and your likely favorite, War Academy.
Excuse me, Carve is 20-1.
Carve is
20-1. Number one, Carve is 20-1. Number two, War Academy is 2-1.
Carve maybe some value in there at the rail.
I really like this colt to get part of it.
Even at that post position?
Yes, yes.
Number eight. Number eight is Frack Daddy, owned by Magic City Thoroughbred Partners. Number eight, Frack Daddy, is trained by Kenny McPeak. The jockey is Victor LeBron. And the morning line odds, 15-1. That's 15-1 for number eight, Frack Daddy. Number five. Number five is Den's Legacy. Den's Legacy is owned by West Rock Stables, LLC of Scott and Joe Ford. Den's Legacy is trained by Bob Baffert and is written by Robbie Alvarado. Number five, Den's Legacy, morning line 6-1. Number nine. Number nine is Overanalyze. Overanalyze is number nine, owned by the Rapoli Stable, Michael Rapoli, trained by Todd Pletcher. Number nine, Overanalyze, to be ridden by Rafael Bejarano. Morning line odds, 4-1. Number six. Number six is Heaven's Runway. Heaven's Runway is owned by Drs. KK and Debbie J. Armin. Trained by Joe Martin. The jockey is Israel Ocampo.
Puts Oxbow in the 10 hole then.
Number six, Heaven's Runway, 30-1.
So Oxbow will start from the outside, a horse that a lot of folks are looking at, the Dwayne Lucas
number
horse.
10.
Gary Stevens aboard.
Number 10 is Oxbow. Oxbow is owned by Calumet Farm of Brad Kelly. Trained by Dwayne Lucas. Oxbow will be ridden in the Arkansas Derby by Gary Stevens. Number 10, Oxbow, 5-2 on the morning line. He's the second choice. The favorite is number two, War Academy, second choice, 5-2.
So there you go. That is Frank Mirmati. We appreciate his work today. Again, it'll be Carve in the one hole at 20-1. As Jeff said, maybe some value there. War Academy, the favorite, 2-1 in the two hole. In the three spot, Divine Ambition, the late ad, exited the Bluegrass Stakes, a 20-1 shot. Falling Sky in the four spot, Den's Legacy, 5. And then moving towards the outside, it's Heaven's Runway. Texas Bling, a horse we've talked a lot about through the year. Calvin Burrell will be the jockey on that horse. Frack Daddy, 15-1 shot in the eighth spot. Nine is Overanalyze, a horse with a relatively short price and very good jockey-trainer combo. And Pletcher and Rafael Bejarano at 4-1. And on the outside, Oxbow. So what do you make of Oxbow as a second favorite, 5-2? Stevens aboard again. Very, very experienced, well-known jockey, Dwayne Lucas. Very experienced, well-known trainer.
And as the home court advantage, if you will, too, probably being the best of the locals. A little surprising. I really thought Overanalyze would be second choice in the wager. But I've known long ago, Justin, not to question Russ Ramstead, the assistant racing secretary at Oakland. I've known Russ probably 30 years, and he just does an absolute fantastic job. Every time I even begin to question him, I'm always the one that's proven wrong. So Oxbow going to get a lot of support. I think he probably took the worst of the draw, to be honest with you. They're going to have to probably get their hands forced from out there and maybe go a little quicker early to keep up. War Academy drew very well, I think, down toward the inside. He'll be in the first flight, and Falling Sky also, probably the speed in the race, the lone speed, I think, perhaps, and that's a big perhaps, also drew well at 4-1.
Jeff, I have a question for you. Who makes the morning line?
It's, again, the gentleman's name is Russ Ramstead. It's traditionally it's someone either in the publicity department, varying track to track, that Russ just happens to work in the racing office and has done a great job. I got to know him years ago at Louisiana Downs. But it's a job like anything else, and I've known people actually that work for the racing form that does it. It's kind of a private vendor's thing. You have to be qualified, obviously, and experience. There's no substitute for it. And, again, Russ has been doing it for 30 years. And believe me, when that post time comes around Saturday, I fully expect Oxbow to be second choice.
Okay.
All right, and War Academy, a horse that Frank Miramonte has been talking about for some time. I know you've had your eye on for a while now, and a horse that everybody, I think, was expecting to be the favorite. It was just a matter of what the odds would be. Worth a bet despite the fact he's got the short price?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to probably go vertical in here, use him over some of these other priced horses in the exactas and trifectas and superfectas. We'll have a superfecta in this race as well. He could also be the foundation for some pick threes, some pick fours, late daily doubles. Lot to go for here as far as gimmicks go. I don't think the win play is the bet with him at 2-1. I think it's best to maybe try to get a bomber or two underneath him again in the trifecta or superfecta.
Yeah, and you like that Carve, which is a really good one.
21. Yeah, I usually have a wise guy horse in this race every year. Some run well, some run don't. But Carve, I fully expect to at least get part of it.
And he's got my jockey on it, Santana, Ricardo, who I love this year.
He's a charming young man, and as we've talked about so many times, Christy, he has just made so much progress as a rider. And he keeps his head on right. He's a natural lightweight. Weight won't be an issue for him. He's athletic. And, again, he's more cerebral than you expect a 19-year-old to be. He's always
on
the best part of this. Yes,
right now, and that's for sure.
And if that's one trait you want in a jock is confidence, because you can't tell me that doesn't translate to the horse.
It affects everything.
Absolutely.
For sure, in all the sports. And
yeah,
he's
golf
got
is
it.
A good example,
yeah,
too, confidence.
And he's riding high on that confidence right now.
I like light. That's what I want from my jockey, very
light.
that's me. Now, what about in the big scheme of things, Jeff, as far as the three-year-old picture nationally, where do you put War Academy in the mix with some of these other horses that we've talked about, Verrazano and Orb and some of the others? I mean, is this a horse you feel like could contend when we get to Kentucky Derby time?
Well, everything's ultimately judged by time, and the final times, to be honest with you, in every prep that I've seen, maybe with the exception of the Santa Anita Derby last Saturday, none of those major preps going a mile or an eighth broke the 150, a minute 50-second barrier, and that's always a benchmark that I start with my preps. And I expect if you want it right now, the racetrack should be dry by then. I think this race goes in 48 and change, and that has to put the Archie Derby winner, I think, right in the middle of things.
That'd be great. Well, Jeff, appreciate the support today, and always love having you on. Of course, we'll break down all the races tomorrow and Friday as well. And Oakland Race Day generating right here at right by the paddock, by the information desk here. I'll be with Rolly Hoyt, who has been running around doing his media duties today. And then Jeff will join us as well, and maybe we'll see who else might pop in. You never know. But don't forget, and Frank alluded to it too, Dawn at Oakland, a special week, and a special Dawn at Oakland performance in that. Terry Wallace will be doing Dawn at Oakland every day this week.
Yes.
So
fine.
8 to 10, you can catch Terry down here if you're looking for a little insight. It's certainly a great way to go. I know Calvin Burrell is slated to join him on Friday morning, so if you're coming down to spend a couple of days as we wrap up the season, that would be a good way to go.
And he's a joy to be around in the mornings. That's his element. Calvin grew up around the racetrack, and to hear him talk about the training process and getting on horses, working out horses in the morning, it should be quite the treat. And he's such a nice guy.
No doubt about it. Well, Christina had an interesting start to her morning. We appreciate her making the trek.